A great big large burrowing dry land turtle. I ever called anything besides terrapin? You never called a gopher?
Uh-uh.
Or a cooter? Or a tarpon?
Tarpon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's tarpon instead of terrapin. I don't know.
No, terrapin is what is the
I
first
see.
Choice, but there are tarpons here too. What do you call the kind of a thing that you fish in freshwater streams? It's got claws, and when you turn it over...
Crawfish.
Okay. Crawfish. Any other name for it?
Crab.
What do you call those small fan-tailed sea animals with thin, almost transparent shells that are caught by dragging nets along the bottom of a bay or an ocean?
Coral.
Well, this is fish. I guess coral, too. Fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of...
Of shrimp.
Uh-huh. And suppose you want to buy a whole lot of them, you'd say, I want a lot of...
I want a lot of shrimp.
Would you not say more than one would be what?
Shrimp.
Shrimp for one and shrimp for more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you describe them?
They're just real pink, and they have a little vein down the back.
That you're supposed to take out,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. What do you call the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it?
Candlefly.
Anything else? What do you spray for in the spring?
Mosquito.
What do you spray in your closets for in the spring?
Moth.
What flies it around the house and lays its eggs in old clothes?
A moth.
If there were a whole lot of them, what would you call them?
They'd still be moths.
Just one for a whole lot? If I said there's six...
Moths.
Mm-hmm. What flies around with a light in its tail by night?
A firefly, a lightning bug.
What's a thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings? It hovers around dank places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. Sometimes people say they're a sign that snakes are nearby.
Oh, dragonfly.
Mm-hmm. That last one seems to strike a bell. What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Oh, hornet, yellow jacket, mosquito, and wasp, and some bumblebees. And
all right, now the yellow jacket's littler, is it?
It's small.
And it has yellow stripes on it? Tell me what they look like.
I don't know what they look like. Yellow jacket. It's yellow and it has probably black stripes on its tail.
And the wasp?
And the wings are black. A wasp are red.
Red?
And you learn to respect them.
Yeah, and are they bigger or smaller?
They're larger than the most of the others.
Mm-hmm. And what else did you say? Wasp and yellow jacket and hornet, did you
hornet,
say?
Hornet, mm-hmm.
What is a hornet?
They're
like?
Black and white.
And are they bigger than the wasps?
Ferocious. Well, their body's bigger, but their wingspan doesn't seem wide.
Mm-hmm. What are the things that, small insects that burrow in your skin and raise welts, what do you call them?
A red bug or chigger.
All right. What are the insects, some green and some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard people call them hoppergrass? What do you call small fish that are used for bait?
Minnows.
What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Spider webs. That's mine.
Anything else you call it? Spider web or...
Cobwebs.
Is there any difference?
I don't know.
What do you call the part of a tree underneath the ground?
The roots.
Do you know any special uses of roots or vines?
Unless you want to make the driftwood